Hello, communitarians, and welcome to The Voice with your fearless leader in Control 88, where we do the same thing we normally do, except we do it with our mouths. I've been trolling the internet lately looking for decent free games. It's something I've never been too keen on, but after I struck gold with League of Legends, I thought to myself, maybe there is something out there worth the download time. As I'm wont to do when I find myself entering a field I know very little about, I made my first forays into the world of free MMO gaming based solely on the suggestions of my friends, who turned me on to Lord of the Rings Online and Vindictus. I'd seen ads for Vindictus all over the internet, and the concept was grabbing, an MMO that used a hack-and-slash fighting system and a quote-unquote real physics to create an in-depth RPG experience without settling for the snail's pace of the modern Morpeg. Let's talk about where Vindictus succeeds. For one, the gameplay is simply awesome both inside and out of combat. Progression involves both a standard experience-based leveling system that improves your basic stats, as well as a separate system for skills in which you purchase books to learn them and amass a different pool of points to improve their ranks. There's also a story system worked into the leveling process that gives you experience for unveiling portions of the lore. A story might start with an NPC explaining the importance of some area, item, or enemy. The game will ask you to accumulate all the items, explore the area, or kill the enemy, at which point you'll complete the story and earn a big bundle of experience. Some stories are simply series of conversations designed to have you explore the town area and introduce various NPCs. The bulk of the game, that is, the hacking and the slashing, take place in a number of instances. You get quests from NPCs in town and head to the dock where you take a ship to a number of different dungeons. Every dungeon has a wide variety of story and side missions attached to it. I thought the dock system was pretty refreshingly innovative. You check the docking board to see which boats are available, with each boat representing a party looking for more members before they set out. If nobody's doing your mission, you can start your own expedition, which will then be advertised on the board. The instances themselves are pretty linear, but the combat is fast-paced and exciting enough to keep it from mattering too much. There are some minor deviations offering choices, such as, do I take the high road or the low? The payoff for choosing rightly usually involving less enemy interference or a shorter path to the end. The combat system in this game is just great. Your basic weapon attack is tied to the left-click mouse button, with a stronger smash attack tied to the right-click. The rest of your skills, items, and secondary or thrown weapons are mapped to numeric hotkeys, with your attack speed determined by how fast you can click the mouse. This game feels like an MMO on steroids. The only downside I can come up with is that the enemies feel quite samey, and while the difficulty curve might have had a little to do with me not getting very far into the game, they all seemed rather easily defeated. Even the bosses found at the end of most, if not all, instances had simple attack rotations, so the only real challenge is wearing them down. Even if you do take a hit, you can live through quite a few of them. Speaking of hits, as you might expect from any free MMO, Vindictus takes a few to its overall polish, particularly when you're used to playing one with the power of the entire Blizzard team behind it. Don't get me wrong, the graphics are on point and actually pretty beautiful, but the character creation system leaves a lot to be desired. Customization options are only physical, so while you can change the hair, skin color, and facial features of your character, it's still going to be a clone of one of only three distinct classes. However, more classes are in the works. The NPCs are just as bland as the player-created characters. You converse with them by traveling to the store or location they inhabit and choosing from a number of menu options to read through blocks of dialogue. There's a chit-chat option for most NPCs, but it's just as worthless and colorless as its name implies, so for the most part there's absolutely no reason to bother with the NPCs unless they relate to one of your quests. And then even then, you just click rapidly through all the garbage they have to spew until they finally get to the point of telling you what you have to do. Not that this is much of a departure from standard MMO fare, but at least standard MMOs tend to make an effort to make the environment surrounding their NPCs interesting. My only real problem with this game was the lag. After a few successful play sessions, I faced debilitating lag every time I logged in, to the point where even navigating the town was impossible. This may sound like a pretty big issue, but since it was on and off and I don't really have the info to peg it as a universal problem, I'm going to try and ease off of picking on it too hard. My current gaming laptop is actually a huge piece of garbage, so that could definitely be a factor. When it comes to a recommendation, it's hard for me to suggest a pass on a free game. You've got absolutely nothing to lose by popping this game on and giving it a try. If nothing else, Vindictus is exciting because it shows that there is room for development, improvement, and innovation in the field of MMOs dominated by sameness. That, I feel, is reason enough to give it a try. This has been your fearless leader in Control 88. Until next time, keep on farming your community rep.